Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is the live Saturday edition tonight with you. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find that the features there are completely free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. Enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Actually, the main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to influence perhaps the things we might talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions to the website at freetalklive.com. When you are looking at the main column of the page, every item that you see there, whether it's a news item or a video or something like that, was submitted by another listener like you. You can vote up or vote down the ones you like or dislike, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So, again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Mark, what did you want to bring up here tonight?
Well, you know, it's so often on, like, Veterans Day and Memorial Day and July 4th, we sort of give our opinion on war and how poor of a means it is to settle conflicts. And I can tell you that really stirs some folks up. But I figured since it was Labor Day, we ought to stir up the other side. Hmm. And here's an article from Daniel Griswold. He is, he's the director of the Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute in Washington. And it's Labor Day's over, at least for the private sector. Studies show they cripple competition. But these days, unions...
Who cripples? Oh, unions, gotcha.
Yeah, unions do. These days, they thrive on government. U.S. labor unions see themselves as champions of the American worker, but their movements become largely irrelevant to most workers enjoying the Labor Day holiday. For the small and declining share of Americans who still work in unionized industries, the movement has proven to be a job killer. From their zenith in 1950, labor unions have witnessed a relentless decline among non-governmental workers. 50 years ago, about one in three workers, Americans working in the private sector, belonged to a labor union. Since then, union density is in the private sector has declined steadily.
I wonder why.
To less than, well, because they stifle competition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're successful by unionizing and getting together, and they'll get higher than average wages for their group, and it can be beneficial to a business, but you know it can also be damaging. So Griswold continues. Since then, labor leaders blame the decline on union-busting corporations, years of hostile Republican rule in Washington, and a flood of imports from low-wage countries such as China. But the main reason behind the decline of private sector unions in recent decades is the anti-competitive natures of unions themselves. Like a virus, labor unions have been slowly sapping the lifeblood of the very industries and companies that employ their members.
That makes sense now. Yeah. So let me see if I'm following this here. So the idea would be that these unions started off with the idea of supposedly protecting the workers. They got in bed with the government that gave them extra perks and benefits and power, if you will, over the companies that they were unionizing underneath. And then they ended up, you know, being so expensive, basically, that it was yet another reason, in addition to other costs that the companies have to incur in order to do business, like regulations and other governmentally imposed costs that are essentially increasing the cost of doing business. So having a union around would be yet another reason for that company to just say, screw it. We're going to take things to China.
Most unions at this point have used the law in order to make it difficult for companies to work outside of unions. I think that people should be able to unionize, and I think that unions are important in the same way that business is important. But I don't think that it should be a hostile and combative relationship that they have. And when you use the mechanism of government, which is a hostile mechanism, it is a mechanism of force. It is when you use the government, you're making somebody who doesn't want to do something do what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when unions get in bed with government, it's always a bad thing. Griswold continues, a resurgence of union representation in the private sector would threaten to plunge even more U.S. companies into financial distress and put more American workers in danger of losing their jobs. Studies comparing unionized companies to those without unions find that unionized firms are less able to compete in the domestic or global marketplace. Unions can help raise productivity and reduce worker turnover, but at a steep cost to unionized employers. Through collective bargaining, unions extract higher above-market pay and benefits from employers, while more rigid union work rules reduce efficiency and blunt the ability of management to adapt to changing market conditions. As a result, unions cripple the ability of companies to compete in an open and dynamic economy.
Research, a worldwide economy.
Yeah, well, it's even in the nationwide economy, it just doesn't work. Research by Barry Hirsch of Georgia State University and others have found that unionized firms are less profitable, invest fewer resources in physical and intellectual capital, accumulate more debt, and grow more slowly than comparable firms that are non-unionized. Hmm. The inevitable outcome of the union tax is the unionized firms inevitably yield market share to their non-unionized rivals, whether foreign or domestic.
Are there car companies that are not union workers?
Yeah, sure. The Honda, Toyota.
Toyota, okay.
Nissan. All those are non-unionized. The union tax explains why almost all job losses in manufacturing from 73 through 2006 were among unionized workers. Mm. An obvious example of this phenomenon is the big three automakers. Since the 1970s, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler have been losing ground and would be dead at this point, likely, if it hadn't been, or at least General Motors and Chrysler, if it hadn't been for government intervention.
Right.
Then their foreign-owned rivals such as Toyota and Honda. It is not imports that have cut into the sales of the big three, but output from foreign-owned plants in right-to-work states in the South, such as Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and South Carolina. These non-unionized foreign transplants offer solid middle-class wages and benefits to their workers. They've managed to remain financially viable during the downturn, and because they avoided the gold-plated pay and benefits package and of the stultifying work rules that the United Auto Workers Union extracted from the big three over the years, contracts that proved to be unsustainable in a competitive marketplace, suffering through a steep recession. Unionization has extracted a toll on other sectors of our economy as well. Many big city newspapers that have been hemorrhaging red ink are also unionized. The U.S. Postal Service is on track to lose $7 billion in the current fiscal year.
You wouldn't be able to save the Postal Service by ununionizing it, but
no.
Nonetheless.
Even though they have a monopoly on first-class mail.
Yeah.
The one sector where unions have managed to hold their ground is in government. Union density among government workers has held steadily between 33 and 36% of total public employment unions.
But even their unions aren't going to be able to extract blood from a stone. As far as, remember, we were talking a few weeks ago about Illinois, California is having to write some IOUs. Illinois can't find enough money to pay the pensions. They're taking loans now. They're taking on billions of dollars in loans to pay the pensions of these people. I mean, so even though they've got this
California's
union,
California's paying its workers in IOUs.
Yeah. So even though they've got this union, that's not going to get their pension checks, right?
Yeah.
Because at some point, the state government people are going to run out. But true, historically, unions in the government sector have done or the violent sector, shall we call it, have done better because, well, you can't not choose to do so-called business with them. Whereas with the big three or the other companies, you can go with the competition. But here, there is no competition. Here, you have to pay.
Costs of unionization can be passed along to taxpayers without losing market share. How could the government lose market share? If you're not going to pay your income tax or your property tax, then the government's going to come in and they're going to put you in jail. They're going to point guns at you. They're going to taser you. They're going to take your house away. They're going to do whatever it takes because now this is how it operates.
Yeah. Well, not if you get enough people together and refuse to pay. I think that might be successful.
Unions
need to unionize the people and
they've
say, screw you to government.
They changed from what they were at one point to something entirely different. This is a unionized government workers is what you're talking about. It's only 8% of the United States population is in a union that isn't government union. And it's 36% that's of the government employees are in a union.
What is America celebrating on Labor Day?
I think the achievements of unions in the past, and they had huge achievements. But
they got a hold of power.
Yeah, once power corrupts.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on unions are welcome. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition, 800-259-9231.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. And some of those features, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, perhaps you're on one of those stations that only carries our Saturday program, we do it all week long as well. You can go get the archives right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
If you made a list of your top 10 most dangerous politicians in America, it's likely that Nancy Pelosi shows up on that list. I mean, she this is the gal that said, well, we've got to pass the health care bill to find out what's in it. Regardless of what you feel about socialized health care, this gal, dangerous. There's somebody who's running against her who is a real option, an anti-war Republican. Now, you don't have to agree with what the guy has to say as far as being a Republican, but you probably will agree with me that, well, in fact, he's the only person that can beat Nancy Pelosi in this in San Francisco. You can donate to his campaign. If you live in America, you can donate to John Dennis. Go to John Dennis, that's two N's in Dennis, 2010.com. I've donated. I think he's a great candidate, and I think that he'll take care of this dangerous politician, Nancy Pelosi. John Dennis, 2010.com.
You were talking about unions here, and I think maybe a question to throw out for those of you listening here tonight that may want to participate in this discussion, because we're talking about how unions have essentially the amount of unions that are out there, private unions, organizing business employees, has gone down. The amount of unionized employees has diminished significantly, whereas the government unions continue to be very strong, continue to take money from people because, well, there's no way that you can defund them. You can't choose.
You can't lose market share. Nobody can choose to find a more efficient, better serving government.
So what was your experience? I mean, if you've been in a union and are not anymore, or perhaps you still are, were you coerced into getting into the union? In some places, if you want to get a job, you have to be in the union. Like, for instance, I know in New York City, in the radio business, you have to be in the radio union or whatever they call it, broadcasters. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I've never been in one of those things before. But in some places, if you want a job, you've got to be in a union. So what was it like? I mean, what was your experience like? Was it, all peachy and great? Or
I know the New York union, as a radio host, you're not allowed to touch the board at all.
For real?
The way you run your – no, you have to have an – you are not qualified to touch that board, my friend, that you built. The whole studio you built with your hands, you're not qualified to do so. Because that you're in New York and an engineer has to do it.
Well, right, I wouldn't be qualified to build it in the first place, right?
Well, I would wonder what would happen if you actually did it out of your home. There is a home business in New York City.
Good question.
How would that go for you?
That's a darn good question.
It would depend on how popular you got. Once you got popular, they come after you like government always does.
So I don't know. If you want to share your union experiences, you're certainly welcome to at 800-259-9231. I mean, we've heard some stories over the years that have been pretty crazy with the just kind of the gangster-like people that are in some of these things. And as you said, Mark, the idea isn't a terrible one. The idea of people who are working folks getting together at a certain location to at a job or whatever to essentially team up and demand better working conditions. I think that there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
It's just that what happened is that they got in with the halls of power. They got their hands on the ring, so to speak, the ring of power, and then that it corrupted them. And then they started swinging the axe of government, wielding the gun of government against the business owners. So rather than just using their collective bargaining power, they brought in a criminal gang to assist them. And whenever you use force on others,
has consequences.
There
every
are
time.
Unintended consequences. So let's continue. This is from the Cato Institute.
Right. American workers do not need collective bargaining to enjoy the fruits of a free and open market. The Great Recession of We don't have a free and open market, by the way. The Great Recession of 2007 to 2009 has caused – they claim this recession is over, by the way – has widespread pain, but it should not have been allowed to obscure the long-term progress. American workers and their families have made in recent decades. The real compensation per hour earned by American workers – this is important, everybody, because they tell you lies. The real compensation – per hour in earned by American workers, that is, wages and benefits adjusted for inflation, is still 20% higher on average than a decade ago. Median household income is $6,000 higher than it was in the early 1990s, and despite the recent drop in home income and stock values, median family net worth is still 10% higher in real dollars. Those are $1,963, I think, at the end of 2008 than a decade ago. So these aren't just numbers that aren't adjusted for inflation. 30% higher than 20 years ago. It remains one of the big lies of the economic debate that we have traded away our high-paying unionized manufacturing jobs for low-paying non-unionized service jobs flipping burgers and cashiering at a big box retailer. Since the early 1990s, two-thirds of the net new jobs added to our economy have been in service sectors such as education, healthcare, business, financial, professional services, where average wages are higher than manufacturing. The American middle class today earns its keep in the largely non-unionized service sector. The Obama administration and Democratic congressional leaders owe a big political debt to the AFL-CIO, Teamsters, and other labor organizations that expend so much money and manpower to get them elected. The so far unsuccessful effort to pass card check legislation is just one example of the payback labor leaders expect to receive for their loyal backing.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Tom in Myrtle Beach. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? You're listening to WRNN out there.
Yeah, you guys, I really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, sir.
I was just telling the screener there that Verizon, I worked for Verizon for about 28 years, and I was in the union for about 13, but management the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. My mom,
and
too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's great. Well, anyway, here just recently they made offers to 12,000 employees, you know, to leave the company, craft employees, union people.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave an incentive of $50,000 just to, now Verizon won't say that, but they offered $50,000 for these union folks to just leave.
Away. 50 grand. Can you imagine?
50 grand.
They consider that a bargain.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. It's a bargain to get rid of them at that price.
Because long term, it's going to cost them more to keep them on board.
Afraid so.
That's right. But, being in the union and also management over the years, I can see, where Verizon has lost a lot of, stock shares and everything else in their profit just because of all the, they have this no clause where they can't fire or, they can't lay off some of the union employees.
Is that a union contract that they have with Verizon, or is it some sort of state contract that the state comes in and says you can't do this to the union people? How does that work?
No, it's a contract, a binding contract with the union stating that it's a no layoff clause for some, especially the long-term employees that have been there for years.
So instead of laying them off, they said, hey, if you'll voluntarily leave, we'll give you $50,000.
That's exactly right. That just happened. They were 12,000 employees that they just got rid of, union employees.
Tom, thanks for sharing the story. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your union experience or bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight,
Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct Pre-Price Increase Special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got a lot of stuff on the site, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Antiwar.com, your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years, is having its quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. Just go to antiwar.com/donate. You can go there, and there's a telephone number that will help you out. And that live read is brought to you by Jason Osborne at SACL CAI.
We're talking about unions here tonight, and appropriately enough, because it's the Labor Day holiday, as Americans across the country will likely be enjoying barbecues and such.
It should be called Barbecue Day. I'm not kidding you.
That's what everybody does on holidays, right? Everybody has barbecues.
But not on summer
Memorial
holidays.
Day.
This is the end of summer, as it were.
Almost.
Well, it's I'm sorry.
The final holiday of summer, probably.
Right. It's sort of the sort of understood end of summer.
So now Labor Day was created to essentially celebrate the successes of unions, right?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
And I guess we pointed out earlier, there's nothing wrong with the idea of unions, of people getting together and saying, well, this condition here is crappy, and we think we should have better, and if you don't give it to us, then we're walking out, or whatever it is.
There are conditions that would cause me to quit a job. I work for myself now. I don't know how I would make those conditions exactly transpire. But, when I've worked other places, there would be conditions that would cause me to leave. I've quit jobs. So, you know, the idea that, you know, we're all working for the company store and we've loaded 15 tons and what do you get one day older and deeper in debt? You know, it just doesn't apply anymore. It applies other places in the world, maybe even other places in the country. I'm not saying that unions should be stopped. No. I'm just saying they, when they get in bed with government is when they jump the shark.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what we've been pointing out here, of course. It's the idea of using force on people as opposed to just persuasion. I mean, really, getting together with other employees and refusing to do X, Y, or Z is a method of persuasion. Whereas when you come in with the government and you say, well, now we're going to force you to sit down at this bargaining table. Now we're going to force you to accept this union contract, or we're going to force your company to unionize. I was talking with Julia before, and I guess there was discussion of some sort of bill in Washington, D.C. that would make
ex-girlfriend.
She was going to, I guess the
card check.
Was that what it was? Yes. Card check? What is what?
Card check is a it's basically a system to make it easier for businesses, you know, employees in certain businesses to unionize. Meaning,
right.
It's easier for unions to get in there and force employees who didn't want a union to participate.
Yeah, and I don't remember what the rules were, but when I was told about it, it was pretty outrageous. There was like some sort of an anonymous vote, and if the employees would vote in a certain way, 30% or something like that. Or, I don't remember. If you know more about this than me, please call in and alert me to it. But you said this in the Cato article that the card check thing hasn't really gotten anywhere. It hasn't gone anywhere.
It's the danger. It's one of those looming dangers that might occur before November or even after November. There could be something passed through a lame deck session. So anything that happens before January, I can assure you that the Republicans are going to take back over. I'm not saying that I consider that to be the savior of America. I think we've had all Republican government before, and it stinks just as bad as all Democrat government.
Sure, sure.
If we're going to have a national government, I want them pretty equally represented and at each other's throats so they get as little done as possible. I would prefer to just see states nullify the federal government and most of the powers that they have usurped unconstitutionally.
I am on strike against the federal government, but I don't have a list of demands. I don't want anything from them. I'm just not. I
just fired them.
Yeah, I just don't want to have anything to do with them. And that's just it. You can't, for the most part, most average folks at a job, working at some corporate job, can't just say no to the federal government because that corporation is taking money out of their paychecks and sending it off to the feds. And it's going to be pretty difficult to convince that corporation, whoever's operating the accounting receivable payable department there, it's going to be very difficult to convince them, you don't need to be withholding that Social Security money or that Medicare or that income tax. I'll just take all of it. Thank you very much. It'll be pretty difficult to do that. It would be nice if that would happen. Anyway, let's continue with your calls about what you want. You're welcome to comment on unions or whatever's on your mind. Joseph is in Tallahassee listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Joseph.
Hi, how you doing today?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I love your show, and I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
I'd like to comment this from a perspective of someone who has worked in union shops and has not.
Yeah.
And someone who also had a father who had worked in Pennsylvania in places that where they did organize in the mines. And it was interesting for me in my youth talking to him because he told me that there was never a time when they actually organized with the intent of increasing compensation. It was always safety issues. Now, my father would be approximately 100 if he were alive. I'm 64 years old. So it was very interesting for me to hear that was really the impetus. They wanted to have a safer work environment. He said nobody that he knew in the early days of union organization would have thought of anything differently.
What changed?
A myriad of things, I'm sure. I'm going to make a statement which you can disagree with or agree with. Having been in both situations, I find that inadvertently or advertently, what generally has caused a change in the union is at the very root of it, many, many, many times, as a corporation, company, what have you, grows, there is almost a lack of communication eventually between the workforce and the worker. In many, many instances, it becomes
Between management and the worker? You said workforce and worker.
Precisely.
Okay.
Precisely.
Yeah. I would agree with that. The larger a company gets, the less communication there's going to be. Sure.
Yes, sir. And it almost becomes an us against them type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen situations that worked extremely well, I felt. And they were ones where it was almost like the old craft guild. In other words, it may not be practical in today's environment, I don't know, but the people that had been there for a while, that had worked there for a while, really did have a say upon whether they wanted this person working next to them.
Mm.
In other words, was this going to be a productive individual in the work environment? And that decision was made over about a six-month period. Was the person coming to work? In other words, they had an input. The final say, of course, was management. But there was a probationary period, and I think that works rather well.
Hmm.
It could potentially. I can give you another illustration of the PBA.
What's that?
Police Benevolence Association, which actually does represent in the state of Florida the correction officers.
Were you working for them?
I was working for them, yes, sir.
Okay.
And here's the deal. I joined immediately at the orientation.
You have to, right?
You did not have to. It's a right-to-work state, Florida. But it was a huge mistake for me to join, and I'm going to tell you why.
Do tell.
I paid about the same amount that I did for my medical. Unbeknownst to me, if prior to a year, your year probationary period, there was any problem at work, they wouldn't represent you at all and made no bones about it. I didn't know that, and no one else knew it either at the time.
So
in essence, it was all completely up to whatever facility you were working at, whether or not you had violated something or done something inadvertent even, that they could let you go. So that's a very odd situation. Why would anybody? Now, they would represent you beyond the year's time, whether you were a member or not a member. But that's a...
So you're paying dues for an entire year, and they basically would leave you high and dry. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Again, that number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Again, freetalklive.com, the place to go. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. It's the same great Amazon with the same great prices, free Super Saver shipping deals, new items, used items, dozens of categories, shipped right to your door, whatever it is you're looking for. They probably sell it. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Everything from union discussions to whatever you want to talk about. It's the live Saturday edition. We continue to the phones and the fun. David is in Keene, New Hampshire, our very own Keene, listening to WKBK. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey,
I'm just curious. I wonder how many girls listen to that music you all play.
What, the rock and roll, the metal
music? Yeah,
that
heavy-duty metal.
I don't know. There's some metal chicks out there.
Yeah, I know, but there's not. Unfortunately, there's not that many, but that's
well,
all right.
Well, it's not a talk show. It's not a music show.
Yeah, so the bumpers are only 30 seconds long, and Ian talks over most of them anyway.
I think they're cool anyway, but what I was going to say was unions.
Yes.
And you all don't like them, it sounds like.
No, well, that's not what we said.
Oh, I guess I'm not catching it.
Well, Mark, how would you?
I would characterize it as I think unions are a good thing, in the same way that I think business is a good thing, and I think that it's good that workers get together, talk about common problems, work on solutions with management. I think that the bad thing is when unions get in bed with the government and begin forcing their will on employers, when they essentially get too greedy and just get too much money. It hobbles the business and generally drives it into the ground.
And it corrupts the union as well at the same time.
Yeah, then the workers have no jobs.
Do you think the American auto industry is that kind?
Absolutely.
Oh.
If you look at the success of Toyota and the other non-unionized.
Right, I guess I should say the American, the big three American automakers, because there's plenty of automakers in the United States that don't have union workers.
Right. The reason, I don't know, I thought you were against it, and I always think about The Jungle. I don't know if you all read that.
Yep.
A lot of
Up
people
in
read
air,
it.
Sure.
Yep. And that pretty much is, you know, I don't know. I guess the unions, in my mind, were like an antidote to all those things.
I agree that unions at that time were an antidote to those things. The problem is when the workers use their power that they've managed to get together and lobby politicians to get what they want, as opposed to lobbying their own, you know, employers. Because once you bring the golden gun of government into the scenario, then choice goes out the window and it makes things much more difficult. I think unions have done great things in this country. My son is named after Andrew Jackson, and he was the you know, the first Democrat president of the United States. He was hugely affiliated with labor. The problem is that labor, just like so many other things in the country, have gotten involved with government. And once you bring government into the scenario, then you're bringing force and violence.
And every time you bring force into a situation. But whatever the situation is, you end up getting unintended consequences. And we can go down, you know, the laundry list of examples. People think they can force people to stop taking drugs, and that doesn't work. They end up, you know, just making people's lives worse and bringing out prohibition, which has all kinds of horrific consequences on our freedoms and on our safety. And there's just so many examples of this. And so similarly, when unions, as we pointed out earlier, grabbed the ring of power, it corrupted them. And so it's not to say the idea itself is bad. It's to say that when they decide to go and use the guns of government to try to get what they want, rather than just using their collective bargaining power, then that's when they cross the line. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. That definitely does.
Thanks, David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls and go to Daniel, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Daniel, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, how you doing, guys?
Super. What's on your mind, Daniel?
Well, I got a few things I just wanted to quickly touch on, maybe, you know, throw around out there.
All right.
But, you know, unions, weren't they, like, started by the mob or something like that?
No, largely you're dealing with situations where the world was transitioning from a feudal system to a industrial system. So the rich people who had the money to start businesses largely were people who, you know, were rich before in the feudal system, so they treated the workers like serfs. And, you know, when you're talking about industrialized stuff, metal things are a lot harder than wooden things. And people are getting their limbs sheared off and working conditions stunk, and they were getting treated a little better than slaves. So they got together and they said, we're not going to deal with this anymore. And the big businesses decided, well, we'll just use thugs in order to get what they want. So they used force and violence, and then the unions, you know, battled back violently. And so all in all, I think that they were standing up for their rights, and that's a fine thing. You have the right as an employee to demand better working conditions or leave. You have the right as an employee to talk to other people and with them together collectively to demand better conditions or leave.
So it's kind of like it's like freedom, people speaking up and wanting more freedom in the working community.
Yeah.
What else did you have on your mind tonight?
Okay, someone touched on the music. The music actually is my favorite band. I was wondering, do they endorse you guys' show?
Well, there's a handful of different bands that we use. Who are you referring to?
Megadeth.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't. But
they've never even, you know.
We've never talked to Dave Mustaine before, but I do like the Megadeth. So
thanks for the call, dude.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Paul listening to Rehoboth Beach. It's basically the stuff that you know, I couldn't play when I was a rock and roll disc jockey.
Yeah.
Like, I tried playing some Megadeth one night at like 4 in the morning when I figured the program director would never know.
Sure enough.
And that guy called me on the hotline. I don't know how that happened. Maybe it wasn't 4 in the morning, but it was a time when I thought he wasn't listening and reamed me out over it. So now you get little 30-second snippets. And I don't actually even listen to this most of it anymore.
No, I've been hearing you come in and hearing you listen to pop stuff recently.
No, it's not pop stuff. Well, I guess it's
what
it's seems
more
like
pop
than
Megadeth is, I suppose.
But anyway, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's continue here. Paul is gone. Your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind. I know, Mark, you've been trying to get me to put Frank Sinatra into the rotation
for years, haven't you? More of a Dean Martin
fan. What would you rather hear? If you could have your druthers with the music rotation on Free Talk Live, what would it be?
There's lots of different stuff that I like, but none of it's heavy, generally not country, and generally not hip-hop. But, mm-hmm. Obviously you have to go with musical stuff, because I just don't think it works when you have people singing through the intro.
No, I agree with that. I agree. That's one of the things that's nice about metal, is they usually have lengthy solos that you can use for music bands.
So. Yeah, I like all different kinds.
Hey, there's news here out of, this is the USA Today, Washington. Story here is that government anti-poverty programs have grown to meet the needs of recession victims, now serve a record 1 in 6 Americans, and are continuing to expand. More than 50 million Americans are on Medicaid, the federal state program aimed principally at the poor. A survey of state data by USA Today shows that's up at least 17% since the recession began in December of 2007. So I guess in a way this recession is going to be good for government, Mark, because, well, it's going to get more people hooked on their handouts, and so therefore more likely to vote for more government. Hey, this government cheese is pretty good. Let's get some more of it.
I think I think the government has essentially spent itself into insolvency, and I think that more people being on the dole is not going to be particularly good for the government. I think that they could probably hold off inevitable demise by stopping aggressions in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's not going to happen, is it?
Well, it doesn't seem likely. They're supposedly downsizing the force in
Right. Combat's over.
Yeah, they're lying there. They just changed it to different names. But
now they're advise and assist troops.
It's not good for the economy when you in Afghanistan they're paying $100 a gallon for diesel fuel in order to run generators that are air conditioning tents. What is that producing in the world? I mean, when you're spending money in the marketplace, you're producing things. People are buying them. People are becoming better and wealthier because of the exchanging money for real wealth, which is capital. Cars and appliances and hard goods and soft goods and things like that. In the military marketplace, you buy things and waste them, blow them up, or plant them in the ground or whatever.
1 out of 6 Americans apparently receiving handouts from the federal government. We'll continue here. You're welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, hour 2, is next.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.